I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
Okay, so we probably by now all saw what happened during that Texas-Georgia game when Longhorns fans were throwing trash, bottles, beer cans, onto the field after that controversial call.
Yes.
Well, so the university has now been fined $250,000 by the SEC. It's now also required to try to identify all the people responsible.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck with that. But if they can't identify,
there's going to be a couple of examples made.
Yes, you can no longer go to any sporting events this year. They're banned from going to games this year is basically what's going to happen if they are identified. But now the SEC is also threatening to just ban alcohol sales altogether. That if you're going to throw these beer cans, you'll no longer be able to buy beer at all.
Yeah, but they could throw whatever they want.
I know,
right?
They were throwing water bottles.
Right. So you can stop selling water bottles?
Napkin. Well, those don't really go far.
Not very aerodynamic.
No, they're not at all. Actually, they just go like a couple of seats out of you.
Yeah.
The moment that actually led to it, they got the call right.
Mm-hmm.
After the delay was caused by all the debris on the field. And I think they want to be very clear. We don't want to encourage fans to create delays to get the call right.
Right.
They have to do something.
Yep.
Yeah. And trust me, that will be the last resort because the university's making a lot of money on alcohol sales.
A lot of money, for sure. So there was a pilot who had to be hospitalized after his small plane crashed in Washtenaw County on Monday afternoon. The pilot basically overshot a runway and then crashed into a bunch of trees, thankfully, because just narrowly missed crashing into a house. Mm. The pilot, a 75-year-old man from Ypsilanti, listed in stable condition, had some minor injuries, but now, of course, there is an investigation to determine whether there was maybe a mechanical issue that caused this or was it just pilot error. So there is an investigation underway. Everyone's safe and sound, though. Speaking of being safe and sound, a Michigan State Police trooper jumped to action and helped rescue Rosie, this little dog that got stuck in a gas line.
Oh.
Yeah. Rosie and his owner were out taking a walk one evening and the dog just kind of right down this 5 to 6 foot hole, just fell down this gas line hole.
It just going
well,
for
I
a
guess
walk.
Not I'm whole, I guess not all the way down, but
I'm
like
glad it wasn't a
stuck
kid
inside.
Stuck.
Yeah.
I mean, how is a gas line or a gas
open
to
I'm
fall
guessing
in?
Like maintenance, repairs.
The dog was probably. I'm guessing the dog was more interested in like, oh, there's something over here.
Right.
Just sniffing around and just whoop, inside the gas line,
just like every kid.
Yeah. But you allow your dog to wander more. Like, and this was also at 10 p.m. This was not during the day.
Yes.
Okay, so less visibility. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Rosie remained calm through the whole thing. The officer, you can see the body cam footage. Adorable. They were able to get Rosie right out, safe and sound. No one was hurt. And then they continued on their evening stroll.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just
very nice.
A little gassy.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. World Series tickets have now basically reached Taylor Swift prices. So expensive if you want to go to the game. So basically, the cheapest seats are for just over $1,000, $1,049 for game one. And then they just go up from there. Game two, just over $1,800 for the cheapest seat available. Now, I don't know how true this is, but I did see that the most expensive ticket is already listed for $45,000. That seems obnoxious, but.
Yeah, where are you sitting for that? On the mound? Like $45,000
for a jersey? Like,
right,
what, in the dugout?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Really.
It does seem a little absurd, but that's what sources are saying.
It's not surprising that these are expensive tickets. I mean, these are the two most expensive teams in the two biggest markets with these massive fan bases.
But that's
just for one ticket.
You're not going to go by yourself. I mean, you can, but most likely you want at least one buddy, right? Like, you want to take somebody with you.
Yeah.
That's probably not to take the family of four or five kind of thing.
No, not at all. Finally, speaking of Taylor Swift, there was a Florida man that was arrested on Friday after posing as a security guard to get into a Taylor Swift show. Actual security caught this guy, a 44-year-old man, right? Near the floor, field level. So he got in. He was wearing a suit, had like a badge around his neck. He ended up telling cops that he'd been hired by four women to basically escort them to the concert and make sure they were safe. He didn't have a ticket. They contacted these ladies and they said, We paid him to drive us here. He's a rideshare driver. We did not pay him to escort us to the concert, just get us there. He's facing charges of impersonating an officer and interfering with a sporting or entertainment event.
And that is Heather with the news.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.